AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, 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 welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Schuster. It is Tuesday morning now. Normally, every Tuesday, our dear friend, Miss D, Delana Dixon, joins us. She's not here today. I know, I'm bummed about that too, but don't worry. We've got enough gossip to keep going for 20 minutes. Miss D's travelling now. Normally, when she travels, she takes her microphone with her. It's amazing, isn't it? How did we get so lucky to have these co-hosts that are so dedicated to this show that when they go on vacation they pack their mics? It's amazing, isn't it? Misty, I know you're listening. Hello, hello, hello. She wanted to be here, but there was some issue with her luggage, and so she didn't have a mic, and we could have done it via Zoom, I guess, but the sound quality would just be so tinny. And iHeart, I've got to admit here, I probably would have let it happen, but iHeart's really strict about the quality of their shows, and so we definitely don't want to upset those, the big bosses, and we do want to put out a great quality show. So no Miss D today, but don't worry, naughties, you're the co-hosts. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Okay, a big story at the top of the show. Kate Middleton has been spotted leaving Windsor Castle with Prince William after her post-surgery Photoshop fail. So yesterday we were talking about the Photoshop fail. She actually even issued an apology, admitting that she had indeed Photoshopped the picture. She said, like most amateur photographers, I occasionally experiment with editing. And so she did say sorry for any confusion. That was after the big news services, places like the Associated Press, Reuters, Getty, all these people, they pulled down the picture. They no longer wanted to service this picture because they believed it had been manipulated. Then, shock of shock, Kate admitted, yes, she did manipulate the picture. Now, a few things here. When a celebrity makes an apology, there's two things. Well, anybody, when you make an apology, do it fast and take responsibility. So even though I think we can be a little bit mad with Kate today, we've got to admire the fact that she did fess up to this in 24 hours less, and she took full responsibility. I think if I'd been Kate, I might wanted to have blamed somebody in the palace, somebody on my staff, somebody on the team did that. But no, Kate didn't. Kate took full responsibility, even saying that she's done this before. She's an amateur photographer, we know that. Kate loves taking pictures. She's often taking pictures of the kids, of William, of the family, of her dogs. She loves photography. In fact, my friends have spotted her at several photo exhibits in London. She gets up early in the morning and she gets to the museum, the art galleries really early so she can look around and not be spotted as Kate Middleton. And so we do know that's true. She does love photography, but this photograph clearly manipulated, so it has been removed. She did apologise. The right thing to do, it was the wrong thing to do, to put out a photograph to try and get rid of all the conspiracy rumours, where now it's actually made things worse, but it is the right thing to do to admit it. So, we spotted her yesterday. She was leaving Windsor Castle. She was in the back of a car. She looked like she was in a classic dress. Now, we couldn't see her face because she was gazing out of the opposite window. We could see William really, really clearly. Everybody inside the palace, all my sources say it is Kate, and we should expect to see her pop up now and again with William. She's living her life. She's with her family. She's recovering, and the big fear is that Kate is not going to want to return to royal duty the way that she has in the past. She's going to redefine the role. Some people are suggesting to me that she might even step back from the royal family as a working royal, like Harry and Meghan did. She doesn't want to do this anymore. She needs a break. Being one of the most famous people in the world has certainly had a toll on Kate's health, mental health, physical health. Now she wants a break from all this, and that's why we've not seen her out and about. If you remember, a few days after Charles left the hospital, there was a clear photograph of him and Camilla driving into the gates of Buckingham Palace, waving through the big windows in this big royal car. Kate and William could do that tomorrow. They don't want to, or more precisely, she doesn't want to. They want to give her a break. And so if she's asking for a break from the family, how the dickens can the palace insiders say to Kate, Kate, we need to take a photograph of you, we need to release this of you, we need to put out a statement. She doesn't want to do it. And so I think we should all give Kate a little bit of space to figure out what is next, and whatever she decides is going to be fine with me. It is. We have to let people live their lives. And if this amount of pressure, if this job, it's complicated, isn't it? Because it's not just a job, it's a family. If you're involved in a family business, you probably understand the dynamics of this much better than I do. I keep my work life and my personal life quite separate. I don't merge them. I have friends who work with their husbands, who are always around each other. You are integrated into the business. That isn't how Bruce and I operate. We have quite separate, in fact, totally separate work lives, but we're a couple. Romantically, we're a couple. Personally, he's my rock, he's my everything. But when it comes to work, Bruce has almost nothing to do with my work life, and I have certainly even less to do with his. He's really talented. That's the difference. He's really, really talented. I'm okay, but Bruce is really, really talented. But Kate is in this family that also has a business, one of the biggest businesses in the world. She wants to stay in the family. She loves her children. She's had some ups and downs with her husband, but she does love him, but she doesn't want the job anymore. And they're trying to figure out, gosh, how can we do this? And after Meghan and Harry, do we want to lose Kate? What are we going to do? And after that awful Prince Andrew, the disgraced Prince Andrew with Jeffrey Epstein, the pervert, the paedophile, they don't want to lose another royal, particularly a great one like Kate. And she is a great one. She looks the part. The public love her. She's very, very good for this brand, this family. What are they going to do about Kate? Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kate Middleton was spotted leaving Windsor Castle. That's a good sign. She was with William. That's a good sign too. There's been rumours that there's trouble in the marriage. So seeing them together, that's all good. Our question was, should we see more of Kate? What do you think? Should Kate try and get out and about a little bit more? Maybe be photographed walking her doggies? Maybe be photographed dropping the children off at school? Maybe be photographed even out on a date with William? Should she be out more? Should we see more of Kate? I think it would help. I'm not saying she wants to do this, but I do think it would help. We're not going to stop talking about this, are we? We're not until we find out exactly what happened. If we saw Kate, I think that would help. But what do you think, Naughty? please go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or you can go to our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow. John Cena, who stole the Oscars, him and Ryan Gosling, Ken, stole the Oscars, but now we can reveal exactly what he was wearing. Was he naked during that skit? So during the Oscars, John, who's 46, made headlines around the world when he appeared on stage. He looked as if he was completely nude as part of a comedy skit. Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, the ceremony included a moment when Jimmy reflected on a streaker incident at the 46 Oscars in 1974. So in 1974, somebody ran across the stage naked at the Oscars. And so Jimmy was reflecting on that, and eventually he got John to come out to sort of recreate it. It was all very funny, very, very cheeky. And the fact that he presented the Oscar for Best Costumes totally naked, or we think he was totally naked, it made it even more funny. However, we've now seen pictures from backstage. John was not naked. He had his Birkenstocks on. Yes, indeed, I saw those shoes. But also, too, he was wearing a modesty pouch. That's what it's called. And it covers up your privates, your front and your back. It doesn't actually have a waist. So if you looked at him, and I'm sure you did, I did, when he's holding that envelope, there's no waistband. So the way that it works is it's almost like a diaper. It almost clips on. So it starts at your crotch, goes underneath your bottom, and stops at the base of your spine. It's sort of like a U, a letter U. And it has support in there that sort of clips on, that can be molded to fit your body. It's a very tight fit. So people backstage, it was awkward. A man standing there naked, wearing a flesh-coloured modesty pouch. That's what it's called, a modesty pouch. Well, there's absolutely nothing modest about this pouch. You don't get to see the bits and the bobs, which is a good thing, but you do get to see a man standing there with basically a sock over his private parts. It's a shocking affair. I think it worked out well. Some people, I was on TV yesterday talking about the Oscars, and I was on with, I loved a new friend of mine, the TV critic for Variety magazine, and she did not like this. She thought it was below the Oscars. She said, it's not the Golden Globes, it's not the SAG Awards, it is the Oscars. And so you do want to have respect, deference for the institution. It's the highest award in film. And so she thought it made it all very tacky, very Kardashian-like, very Real Housewives. I thought it was funny. What did you think, Naughties? Did you like it? Was it not the right ceremony? Maybe it should have been done at the Golden Globes. They're more silly, aren't they? More funny. And so maybe it should have been done there, but I liked it. And goodness gracious, I've been looking at those pictures. Okay, another story coming out of the Oscars is Emma Stone might have called Jimmy Kimmel a P-R-I-C-K at the show. What did she whisper to her husband? So during the Oscars, Emma Stone, who won for Best Actress for Poor Things, appeared unimpressed by the host Jimmy Kimmel's sex jokes. So Jimmy played a clip of her phone and commented, "Those were all the parts we could show you of Poor Things. We're not allowed to show the rest on TV." It's a very steamy movie. If you've seen it, oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Funny. I thought it was funny. Well, Emma, who was seated in the audience next to her husband, Dave, was captured on camera reacting to Jimmy's joke. Cameras are everywhere, celebrities, you know that. Some viewers think she rolled her eyes and whispered, "Oh my dear." Other people think she rolled her eyes and called Jimmy a P-R-I-C-K. Now, fans are discussing this. I spoke to several experts who know how to lip read. They think she did call him a P-R-I. She did. That's what I think. But it's all in good jest. It's all in good humour. She's done this before. She said some cheeky stuff about Taylor Swift as a joke. She called Taylor a monster as a joke backstage at an award show. She loves Taylor. They're really, really good friends. So I think this is just Emma's sense of humour. I spoke to a friend of Emma's last night and they said, no, she loves Jimmy. She's flying high. She's won her second Oscar. There's nothing bad here. Do you have that? Friends that can take a magical moment and make make it into something bad. There's nothing bad going on here. She loves Jimmy and she loves, loves, loves that Oscar. Two Oscars, isn't that amazing? Congratulations. Okay, quickly before we get a break, we have some gossip from the parties. Kim Kardashian was spotted leaving an Oscar party with her rumoured romance, Odell Beckham Jr. So Kim and Adele made a splash when they left the Vanity Fair party together, sparking even more rumours that the two of them are involved. So the reality star and the Baltimore Ravens player. Aren't you proud that I know that? I don't really know that. I'm reading it here on a note card. I know he's a football player, but I don't. The only football player I know at the moment is Travis Kelce. For all the obvious reasons, I love Taylor Swift. Although, I do like Tom Brady too. I do like Tom Hoon. Well, this is another football player I'm going to add to my resume of knowledge. Adele Beckham Jr. Very, very cute. They were spotted leaving the Vanity Fair party with some friends we don't know where they went afterwards, but insiders are saying these two are a pair. Now, if you're going to go to the Vanity Fair party, it literally is a party for a magazine, for a website. It's literally a party where reporters are going to be. It's literally a party where the press is gathered. So if you want a quiet night out with somebody, you don't want us gossiping about your love life, don't go to the Vanity Fair party. Now, if you do want us gossiping about your love life, which I think Kim did, go to the Vanity Fair party and then leave with your fella. In fact, the only thing that could have been more obvious is if they had arrived together and walked the red carpet together. They didn't do that. Kim actually likes walking the carpet by herself. She makes a lot of effort looking as fabulous as she does. And she doesn't really want to share that picture. Kim likes solo pictures. She doesn't like pictures of her with anybody else. So I think Kim did the carpet, really, because that's the way she likes it. I think she did it by herself because that's the way she wants it. But leaving slightly different. The red carpet, by the time you leave these events, the red carpet has sort of broken down, but there's still stragglers, there's still people waiting. There's really aggressive photographers who know they're going to get better pictures when you leave after a few drinks than when you arrive looking perfect. Straight from your house or your hotel, and your stylist and your makeup's great, and your hair's great, you get out the car, you look perfect. A lot of times, photographers know we like pictures of celebrities looking a little bit sloppy, which is why they hang outside nightclubs and bars and restaurants. They'd rather get a picture of you leaving than going in. Kim, you have been doing this a really long time. You are the best publicist, dare I say. You and Bethany Frankel, you know how to make attention for yourself. You know how to steal the spotlight. Kim knows exactly what she's doing. I take this as a sign that they are a couple. Sources tell me they're really happy. It's still like the beginning stages. They haven't got a name for it yet, but they are happy. Makes me happy too. Okay, we're going to take a happy break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rab Shooter. Okay, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Thank you very much, singing along. Last show, we talked about Jimmy Kimmel being a safe host for the Oscars, which the ratings were huge. The biggest ratings, I think, in 4 or 5 years, 19, 20 million tuned in. So the ratings are huge. Everybody's really happy about this, including Jimmel. Did you like him? What did you think? I'm reading mixed reports, mostly positive reviews, but even the positive review, I read one in the New York Times, they called him safe. An obvious choice, a little bit boring, but sometimes in life, a bit boring's better than somebody who swings for the fences and misses. Sometimes people that are so extra, I love it, but it's a long evening to have somebody in your face like that, isn't it? Jimmy just fits in. He's sort of like comfortable, isn't he? He's like a vanilla ice cream. It goes with everything. It goes with chocolate, goes with strawberry, goes with pistachio. He's like the base. And so I, you know this, he's my celebrity crush, so I won't have anything bad to said about my Jimmy. But what do you think about him? Do you like him? Let's have a look. Oh, naughties, you think like your friend Rob? 80% said yes. You do like Jimmy and you did enjoy him as the host. He did a great job. I like too that the show started at 7 rather than 8. Oh, I know, I like an early show now so I can be in bed by 10. And so I did like that it was early. I thought Jimmy was great. He looks good too, doesn't he? I think he's lost a lot of weight. He looks really, really, really good. Congratulations, Jimmy, and congratulations, Oscars. Almost 20 million people. Don't forget to vote. On today's poll, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, our nicest of the day. Oh, Will and Grace star Eric McCormack and his wife, Janet Holden, looked cosy at Elton John's Oscar party after filing for divorce. So Eric and his wife, Janet, made a public appearance together at Elton John's Oscar party, despite the fact that she filed for divorce just 3 months ago. He was photographed with his arm around her. That's right, his estranged spouse. He had his arm around her, and they were spotted holding hands at the event. I had some spies inside the event, and they said they were really, really cosy. Maybe they're reconsidering it. And if they're not reconsidering it, maybe they're showing us that you can still be friends with an ex. You don't have to be at war with your ex. So I'm hoping they get back together because I love love. But if that's not the case, that's their business, not mine. I love the fact that they're friends. We don't have to go to war with our exes. That's a lesson that I've had to learn. I know. I've got okay about it. Well, I haven't had an ex for so long, so I've been with Bruce now for 30 years. But before Bruce, gosh, when I broke up with people, or more likely when they broke up with me, I wasn't so nice. I want to be different to that, although hopefully I'm never breaking up again. I love you, Bruce. Okay, let's do our naughties today. Naughty, 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 naughty. Kensington Palace refuses to release the original photograph of Kate after the botched editing job. So several reporters, journalists, including myself, have reached out to Kensington Palace asking them to release the original picture of the photograph that they released on Mother's Day. It's Kate with the children, the three children, so we can see the difference. Just put out the original picture and then we can see, oh, she photoshopped this a bit or that a bit. So despite increasing pressure to release this picture, the palace has said absolutely not. They are not releasing the unedited version. Now there are reports that the picture's really old. Now there's reports that they took Kate's face from a Vogue cover and put that on. They will not release this picture, which makes us even more suspicious and naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Research shows that reaching your goal, whatever your goal is, it doesn't make you happier. It doesn't. We think that if we have more money, if we lose weight, if we have a better job, we will be happier. We think if we get a new car, a new pair of jeans, we will be happier. It's not true. All the research shows it does not work. So what does work? What works is focusing on the simple pleasures in life. The key to being happier is to go through your life and think throughout the day how you increase your points of joy. For me, I like walking my little doggy. For me, I like having a cup of tea. For me, I like an ice cream. For me, I like a fresh bunch of flowers. It doesn't have to be massive. It can be small, simple pleasures. Figure out what your simple pleasures are and then increase those points of joy throughout your day. Hopefully, part of your joy is listening to this podcast, because it's certainly part of my joy doing it. Thank you so much, Naughties. Thank you so much. And don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Take care.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.